Thank you for holding. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
I noticed a withdrawal on my bank account, and when I called, I find out it's been going on for 3 months. I don't know what this is, and I don't remember signing up for anything. I don't remember getting anything in the mail. Can you help me out?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
48182.
48182?
That's correct.
What was your first and last name?
Dan Nee.
And then could you verify your mailing address?
1593 St. Andrews Court, Temperance, Michigan, 48182.
Yes, I mean, I did see there was an order that was placed for our Facial Cleanse Pro, and you said you don't recall placing that order?
No, ma'am, not at all. And I apparently this $49.97 has been going on since November, and this is the first time I've noticed it. That's why I'm calling. I don't even know what this product is, tell you the truth.
Yes, I mean, it would have been for like a like a face washing tool. You put it on your hand, it's pink.
No, I don't.
And you don't recall doing the shipping and handling for it, the $7.45?
No, I don't. And I don't remember getting any product like that either. So have I been getting this in the mail every month?
So whatever you place that order, that is a entry gift into our monthly subscription. It shows us the facial cleanser, though, would have been delivered on November 4th at 11:33 a.m. by the U.S. Postal Service. And you don't recall receiving that order?
No. Have I gotten anything else?
You would have gotten an email that would have been sent to tremont117@icloud.com. Are you familiar with that phone number? I'm sorry, not the phone number, the email address?
That's one of my email addresses, yeah. Ay. What can I do?
Yes, and so if you don't recall placing that order or receiving that order, we can go ahead and have this account canceled. That does stop any future billings, but we'd have to submit this as a claim for fraud.
So, how many times has this $49.97 been taken, withdrawn from my account? The one I have here says February 4th.
Yes, and so it would have been billed for 4 months.
4 months? I've been paying this and didn't even realize it.
Yes, if you don't recall placing that order, we'll go ahead and submit it as a claim for fraud. But just to let you know, since claims for fraud do get submitted with the local authorities, they'll track the IP address to the device and location where the order was placed and prosecute anyone that has placed that order. So we do have to verify you didn't authorize the shipping handling for $7.45 for the facial cleanser.
So I'm not going to get my $49.97 back?
Well, we'd submit it as a claim for fraud if you didn't place the order.
I don't recall any of this, and I don't recall getting the product either for sure. I just now noticed this. This is my error. I just now noticed this withdrawal on my bank statement. Or I
yes, ma'am.
Before. Good grief. Well, whatever you have to do, that's a lot of money.
Yes, ma'am. So I'll go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. The investigation will take 24 hours from
now,
there.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but do I have to pay for any of this?
No, ma'am.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. So I go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. The investigation will take about 24 hours. From there, a refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days.
Okay. What number do I call if I need to follow up on this?
So you would just give us a call back at the same number that you're calling now?
Okay.
Or you can...
All right. Will do. Thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.